We begin this flow gently seated cross-legged spine lengthened the crown of the head as far away as possible from the tailbone. Inhale feel the ribs open exhale feel the ribs close. Inhale open the ribs exhale close the ribs. Inhale open the ribs exhale close the ribs. Take your time here to really connect with your breath. And now add the work of the pelvic floor. Inhale, the pelvic floor relaxes and lowers. Exhale, the pelvic floor engages and lifts slightly. Inhale, the pelvic floor relaxes. Exhale, the pelvic floor engages. A few more breaths trying to really connect and feel the work of the pelvic floor. The hands on the knees. Inhale as you bring the hands palm to palm in front of you, lift the arms to the sky, lengthen up, exhale, release the hands, lower them back down to the knees and begin again. Inhale as you bring the hands toward the heart in front of you, lift the arms to the sky, lengthen up, exhale, lower the hands. Three more times, inhale, arms to the sky, exhale, arms to the floor. Two more, taking time to stretch and to really coordinate the movement with the breath. Inhale, arms to the sky, exhale, the arms lower down. Last time, inhale, arms to the sky, exhale, the arms lower down. Extend the right leg. On the exhale, we're going to fold down over the right leg. Inhale, rise back up. Exhale, fold over the right leg, trying to keep the back straight. Don't force it. Inhale, rise back up. Exhale, fold over the right leg, keeping the back straight. Without forcing. One last time, inhale, exhale, fold over the right leg. Stay here for a few moments. Rise back up. We'll do the same on the left leg. Inhale, send the arms parallel to the leg. Inhale, exhale, fold over the left leg. Inhale, exhale, fold over the left leg. Don't force it, really try to support the movement with the breath. Inhale, exhale over the left leg. Stay for a few moments over the left leg. And lift back up. Come into butterfly for a few flutters. And catch the right foot with the right hand as you straighten the right. We're going for 10 extensions in total. Keep the spine nice and long. The gaze follows the movement and looks toward the horizon. Inhale, exhale. Don't forget to coordinate the movement with the breath. Return to center, catch the left foot with the left hand and straight. Same thing for 10 extension flexion movements. Inhale, straighten the knee, exhale, bend the leg back in. Keep the back very straight, the crown of the head lifting as high as possible. Place the hands on the floor behind the hips and relax. Rock from left to right. Mobilize the neck with a few circles of the head and a few butterfly flutters. Breathe slowly and consciously, spine lengthened. And gently come into Malasana. Deep squat, elbows on the knees. Hands at the heart and stay here for about 5 deep breaths. Take the time to release the pelvis and really connect with your breath. Release the hands and place the left knee on the floor. Come back to center and continue with the right knee on the floor. Try to keep the back long and the spine extended, coordinating each movement with the breath for about 10 repetitions. Left knee to the floor, right knee to the floor. Left knee to the floor, right knee to the floor. A few more repetitions here. And gently come back to Malasana, heels on the floor. We'll take 5 deep breaths here. Then, place both knees on the floor. Rise up onto the knees, hands on the hips. And here we go for 5 circles of the pelvis in one direction. Follow the movement of the hips well, keep the back straight, and 5 circles in the other direction. Place the right foot on the floor, knee open, hip open, right hand on the right knee, and bend in line with the knee for lateral flexion. Three, four, five. Another 5. Keep the breath steady and the back long. Adjust the depth of the bend according to how you feel without forcing. Place the hands on the floor in front of you, bring the right foot closer and come sit here for about 10 deep breaths. Release the lower body, loosen the right ankle, the left knee, and the pelvic floor. Rise back up onto the knees and continue with 5 circles of the pelvis in one direction and 5 circles in the other direction. Place the left foot on the floor, left hand on the left knee, and here we go for 10 lateral lunges to the left side. Spine long, breath supporting the movement. Adapt the bend to how you feel. The goal is not to force. Bring the left foot in and come sit here for 10 breaths. Fully release the lower body. Come kneeling and make a few circles and waves with the wrists. Then come into tabletop to finish warming up the wrists in one direction and then the other. Inhale, lift the right arm to the sky. Exhale, bring the hand back to the floor. 5 repetitions, the gaze follows the hand. 3. 4. Inhale, lift the arm. Exhale, bring the arm back to the floor. On the 5th, extend the right arm on the floor underneath you, the left arm reaching far forward. Gaze to the left and thread the needle for 5 breaths. We. Come back to all fours, tabletop pose. Inhale, lift the left hand to the sky. Exhale, arm to the floor. Inhale, arm to the sky. Exhale, arm to the floor. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. On the 5th, stay on the floor. Left arm extended underneath you, right arm reaching far forward. Look to the right and thread the needle without forcing the twist. It should remain a comfortable position for 5 breaths. We. Come back onto the knees. Exhale, wrap the arms around yourself. Inhale, open the arms out to the sides. Continue this dynamic movement about 10 times to release the shoulders. Wrap the arms around yourself, then open. Wrap the arms around yourself, then open the arms wide. Return to all fours, tabletop position. Lift the right leg straight parallel to the floor and bring the right foot forward in line with the hands, keeping the leg straight. Then send the leg back and cross it over. The foot touches the floor on the left and comes forward again. Continue for 10 back and forth movements without forgetting the breath. Foot forward, foot back, cross. Foot forward, foot back, cross. Foot forward, foot back, cross. On the 10th movement, keep the foot behind to the left of the left foot. Place the knee on the floor, legs crossed, tip the pelvis back and come to sit. Left knee on top of the right knee, legs folded, cow face pose. Lift the right hand in front of you, elbow bent, the left arm passes under the right elbow and the palms come together, eagle arms. Stay in cow face pose with eagle arms for about 10 deep breaths. Relax here and stretch the upper back and shoulders. Improve posture, strengthen the spine while opening the hips. Gently bring the left foot back out to the left and return to all fours, tabletop position. Lift the left leg straight parallel to the floor and bring the left foot in line with the hands, then send it back, cross it over the right calf, touch the floor and move it back out. Foot forward, foot back, cross. Foot forward, foot back, cross. Keep breathing well, adjusting the range of motion according to how you feel. Foot forward, foot back, cross, always keeping the leg straight. At the count of 10, place the left knee to the right of the right calf, legs crossed, tip the pelvis back and come to sit. Right knee on top of the left knee, legs folded, cow face pose. Lift the left arm in front of you, elbow bent, the right arm passes under the left elbow, the palms come together, eagle arms. Stay here for about 10 breaths in cow face pose with eagle arms. Relax with the crown of the head far away from the tailbone. Bring the right foot back out to the right, return to all fours, tabletop position, right hand to the head, elbow bent, exhale, elbow to the floor, inhale, elbow to the sky. And here we go for 5 breaths in total. Exhale, elbow to the floor, inhale, elbow to the sky. Inhale, exhale. Left hand to the head, exhale, elbow to the floor, inhale, elbow to the sky, gaze on the elbow. Here we go for 5 repetitions as well. Place the left hand back on the floor and come relax in child's pose. Stay here for 10 deep breaths. Release the pelvis, stretch the back and shoulders, arms and hands reaching far forward, forehead on the floor, face relaxed. Rise up and come sit cross-legged. Place the right shin on top of the left shin in fire log pose. Lift the left arm and bend to the right to stretch the left side body, then go to the left to stretch the right side body. Bend to the right, then to the left for about 10 movements in total. If it feels available, you can place the elbow on the floor without forcing. What matters is listening to yourself and adapting the breath. Inhale to center, exhale to the side. Inhale to center, exhale to the side. Come back to center and stay here for 5 breaths, the back nice and long. Switch the legs, left leg on top of the right leg, fire log pose, and begin again for about 10 side to side bends to stretch the side body. Without forgetting to breathe well and without forcing the stretch. Go to the right, go to the left. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Stay in the center for 5 breaths, spine nice and long, crown of the head reaching upward in self-lengthening. And gently come to lie down on your back. Both feet flexed, legs extended up to the sky, shake the legs. Draw the left leg in toward you, holding the knee with the hands. The right leg stays extended on the floor, stay here for 10 breaths. Release the right groin and psoas. Bring both feet back up in the air, legs straight, feet flexed, and shake the legs. Draw the right knee in toward you, the left leg stays extended on the floor, and stay here for a few more breaths. Then bring the legs into reclined butterfly, the feet together. Stay here for a few breaths to open the hips and calm the nervous system after the practice. Relax. Take deep inhales, deep exhales. Stay connected to your breath. To finish, come fully into a side lying adapted savasana. And take a moment here for yourself, a few breaths to completely relax. Stay still, integrating the benefits of the practice, always staying connected to your breath.